owner.
Yeah, but
so Cliff I can't Kingsbury divorce
has
him.
To own, yeah, but he has to own the failure.
Let me quickly say, hi, SNY. We're now live on SNY at 6 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. Good to see everybody there. Go ahead.
He has to own the failures of what happened in Arizona with Kyler Murray.
He did. He got fired.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And then
and
he
so did Stefanski.
And then he went to Guam for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then he showed up in Washington and authored one of the great rookie seasons of all time.
Can I tell you
right?
Can I tell you something that has been bothering me since I heard that he got fired or they decided to part ways in Washington?
Go.
And I don't think it... I mean,
I think it's mutual.
Daniels is very mutual decision, right? Daniels was great rookie year when he was healthy, but I got to be honest with you. You know what kind of scares me? And I know he's been connected to the Raiders, and it feels like a fait accompli.
Go ahead.
If Brian Daboll becomes the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders.
That would bother you.
That would bother me a little bit.
Because really? You want him
to
go to Vegas?
Do you remember Hard Knocks? Do you remember Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
And how much he gushed over Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
And those interviews with Jaden Daniels. Like, if he gets his quarterback, right? Because here's the thing that bothers me.
Maybe that's why they let Kingsbury go.
It's what bothers me about the Brian Daboll situation. He was hired specifically, whether you want to believe it, and so I can tell you the 2.5 years of taking calls at the station, nobody wants to give him credit for Josh Allen. Just nobody wants to. They hated him so much as the Giants head coach
right. And
deemed him such a failure. You even broached the subject of he helped along.
He did.
There's no question. The guy was a turnover machine as a rookie. Yeah. He was the biggest.
That's why he got hired here.
He was the biggest, 100%. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
The reason he was hired, whether you want to give him credit or not for Josh Allen, was the Giants did. They saw him take Josh Allen from a turnover machine to an MVP caliber quarterback, and they wanted him to do that here. And they thought maybe he could do it with Daniel Jones. He turned him into a quarterback who didn't turn the ball over, won nine games, won a playoff game, but then it failed from there, injuries, a bunch of different reasons. But they brought him in to work with a young quarterback, and they never really gave him that chance until this year. And yes, they lost football games, but there's no doubt the success he had with Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And I felt like we could have seen that really progress. And if he goes to Washington, right?
Oh, that'll burn you.
It's going to burn me
if he gets
his young quarterback. Now, there's already been success there, and he took his team to the NFC Championship game. So it's
but
not like
they're coming off a bad year, down year.
They're coming off a bad year.
This is Quinn's last shot to get it done.
If he goes to Washington and that team in this division and what we saw from that team when they had a healthy Jaden Daniels going to the NFC Championship, if Brian Daboll goes there and resurrects that offense and Washington becomes a dangerous football team that is better than the Giants,
yeah,
and Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the division, that's going to bother the hell out of me. It's going to bother the hell out of me. I know most people don't care, but I believed in Brian Daboll. I wanted him to get his quarterback. They gave it to him. He, at the end of his fourth year, he was successful with that kid, but because of the losses, which I do understand, they cut
so
the
So you did not support firing Brian Daboll?
Midseason, I did not. I wasn't thrilled.
You would have fired
it.
Him though for sure after the season, right?
If it would have, I mean,
you would have had to have.
He built.
I mean, we're not Cincinnati. We don't just keep bringing a coach back because you don't want to pay somebody else.
He cultivated a team. Also, my main problem with him was he cultivated a team that knew they were going to lose.
You know, like, it's also interesting.
That's what eventually happened. You know, no matter how well they were going to play, they knew they were going to lose it. In the
when
end
you fire a head coach and there's the immediate interest from multiple teams,
it
does make you think for a second. Did I make a mistake?
Right.
Now, you obviously know that guy a lot better than anybody else because he's lived in your house for the last 4 years.
Right.
But it's always interesting, to me at least, when, like, Stefanski.
Yeah.
Stefanski got fired, you know, 36 hours ago, and there's five teams that already linked him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to bring him in. That would make me think, did I just make a mistake?
Yeah.
Like, what do they see in this guy that I didn't get done or see or watch him do?
Right.
Right?
No, absolutely.
It's like if you're dating someone.
Yeah.
Right? If you break up with a girl, and all of a sudden there's nine guys, all your best friends, who are like, wait a minute, you broke up with Candy?
What, are you crazy?
Can I call her?
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess you can call her. But it starts making you think.
Yeah. Candy's on her way to Newark.
Don't call her just yet. let me just peruse a couple of my vacation photos with her in a bikini to make sure I didn't make a terrible mistake, right?
Yeah.
That's how I
get it. And that's a little bit like that with Daboll because, like, immediately he's connected to all these jobs as an offensive
coordinator. Apparently Tom Brady has only one guy he wants to run that offense with Mendoza, and it's Brian Daboll.
Yep.
Now, for you as a Giants fan, I get it.
Yeah.
You'd be much happier if Daboll goes to Vegas and has success there as opposed to beating you twice a year.
It would still burn me a little bit.
It would?
It would still burn me a little bit. Because if he gets Mendoza and turns him into a rock star, and, you know, as we talked about yesterday, Joe Shane, who they chose him over, right? Dable was the problem. Joe Shane's the reason for belief. That's the New York Giants' take right now. If he whiffs on the fifth overall pick and he becomes a dud, whoever it is, the Giants lose again, and the Raiders instantly turn around their season and instantly turn around their franchise because Brian Dable's working with a young Mendoza who turns into a rock star, yeah, I'm going to be pissed.
That'd be a tough pill because you would have said, I got the young rock star. Yeah. I had the coach.
And we took him away. Yeah. We took him away under the guise of he's reckless with him because he wants to keep his job. There are a few things that have bothered me more in the years of being a host here on The Fan.
Yeah.
That one bothered me the most. Like, Brian Dable needed wins so badly that he was reckless with a young quarterback and risked his health. Like, no other coach in the NFL needs wins. Right? Winning is breathing. We need wins. Unless you have job security, then of course it's okay. You don't need wins.
And by the way, if you knew anything about Jackson Dart or any of his pre-draft interviews, he told the world, this is how I play football.
That's how I play football.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It doesn't bother me because I'm not a Giants fan.
No.
Nor am I a lunatic.
Yeah.
But I respect the bother.
I believe Brian Dable has an I think Brian Dable can be a very good coach in this league, and it's going to bother me if they chose Joe Shane over Brian Dable and he goes somewhere and instantly turns the quarterback.
No, I think.
Well, I can't prove this, but
I was texting with Joe Shane last night, and he will come on the show at some point here when they kind of get through, you know, the clouds that they're currently in.
Yeah.
But unless I see evidence otherwise, there is no doubt in my mind that Joe Shane muddied the waters for Brian Dable and El Brute'd him.
He gave him the
no doubt in my mind.
Too Brute?
Because I thought it was, I forget the exact week, you would know better as a Giants fan, where it seemed like they were tied at the hip. The draft they weren't, obviously, when they make the pick to get Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
But you kind of wrote that off. Okay, you know, it's fun draft stuff.
Yeah.
But then it seemed like in the last, you know, before Dable got fired, obviously, like the 4 weeks or so prior to him being fired.
Right.
You got the sense, at least I did, that there was suddenly, what do you guys call it, a schism?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Schism.
Schism?
Yeah.
Second baseman for the Yankees? A schism.
Mm-hmm.
A little schism.
Yeah.
Between... And to me, the schism was, we forget that these guys are human beings from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The schism was, I got to save my own ass, and if I got to throw you under the bus to do it, I'm going to do it. I can't prove that. I could be totally wrong on that, and maybe when we talk to Joe Shane or the Giants, we'll learn more about that.
Yeah.
But I would be hard-pressed to be convinced otherwise. I think Joe Shane, in self-preservation mode, started... A too Brute, a little shiv right in the small Brian Dable's back.
I don't think it took much. If he did,
and
I'm
all
not saying
he didn't. Ask Brian Dable.
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying he didn't. I would tell you that if he chose, it wouldn't have taken much because you could tell by the way they spoke at the end of last year. Like when John Mara met the media, it felt like coaching's the problem. The team should be better than this. The team the GM has put together should be better than this.
And where was he getting that from?
And, yeah, I mean, or it's just their honest feeling or whatever, their read of the situation. And then there was a couple things you mentioned, the draft. Like, he did pick the quarterback that the coach wanted, so I don't know what the schism necessarily, how dramatic the schism was.
But
there.
He made the point on camera of saying, no
guy,
one's going to remember a third-round pick if he's good.
Right.
It's your guy. My guy.
If you believe in him, we've done the work.
Then I'm taking credit. Guy.
Yeah, no, I get it. And, I think there was rumors in the organization that the rest of the organization didn't want to start Jackson Dart week four. So that could have been,
but that
turned out to be a positive though, obviously for Brian.
You found
Dable.
Out that he's a legitimate
and
quarterback.
I think just ultimately the blown leads, that game in Denver, the interception that Jackson Dart threw in Denver that began the cascade of what that rest of the fourth quarter became. That's the moment in time you point to. That's where the Giants' season changed. That's where the coach's career path changed. Like, everything changed the minute on third down, instead of running the ball and running the clock out in that game and playing it safe, he went to go win the game and called a pass play, and the young quarterback made one of very few bad decisions he's made all year, and it cost him that game, and I think the rest of the season just fell into line.
Look, there's not a lot of evidence to support bringing Dable back.
There wasn't.
Unless you're going to be incredibly patient and say, we know we have our quarterback.
Yep.
How do you not give Brian Dable a full year and another offseason with that young stud quarterback?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. The pressure on Jackson Dart now,
because
it was a cute little year.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, look at that. Look at the backup quarterback.
Yep.
You know, he's got some moxie. He's got the chain. He's got the mock turtleneck.
Yep.
He's got the dancing. He's got all. He's got every all the pieces of it.
Yep.
But now year two, you better be a 4,000-yard quarterback.
And he's talk tough.
You better be the guy.
This can't happen anymore.
That's
this
right.
won't happen anymore. Like, after that Eagles win, I don't know what you guys are all surprised about. I wasn't a part of this losing. I wasn't a part of this, you know, what do you mean, you know, problems inside the red zone. When I've been the quarterback, we've scored touchdowns. Like, now he's talking about this can't happen anymore. Like, it's on him to go out there and win.
Here's Mario in Ronkonkoma, Great Lake. Mario, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Mario?
I'm going crazy here because I think it would be a massive mistake to hire Stefanski. He was terrible in Cleveland.
Yep.
He made bad decisions as well. I'm with you, Carr, and I think Kingsbury is the guy to go with.
Yeah, and listen, Kingsbury makes me moist. Kevin Stefanski doesn't. But I'm not telling you Kevin Stefanski is not a good coach.
Yeah.
But at some point, you can't blame everything on everybody else.
No.
At some point, you got
to. Who's going to coach his defense?
Well, you'll find a defensive coordinator. By the way, you can find defensive coordinators like pennies on the streets of New York. It ain't hard.
That's not.
As long as it doesn't rhyme with Wilkes, you're good. That's it. Like, they're not hard to find. Go find. You know who I would bring in?
I mean, Jim Schwartz is I just wanted to make sure that was Jim. He's done a really good job. I mean, he's got great talent. Garrett is arguably, you know, the best defensive player in the last 10 years. Like, that's how great he's been. But if he brings Jim Schwartz with him, sold.
Nah, Jim Schwartz is another one of those old guys coming back.
But he's been a good defensive coordinator. I'm not asking him to be that
coach.
I don't
want Jim Schwartz. I have no interest in a same old rerun retread. I'm tired of it.
Okay.
Like, Jim Schwartz doesn't make me happy or moist.
He doesn't.
You know what? I'm not sure if this guy has any interest in coaching, but because I think he wants to be an actor. But I want, like, a lunatic. I want a crazy guy to be my defensive coordinator.
Who's a lunatic who wants to be an actor?
You're not even going to come close to get. You want to take a guess?
No. A football guy?
Football guy.
Former player, obviously.
Former player.
Who now wants to be an actor.
I believe he wants to be an actor. He is retired and was a menace in the AFC North. I should give you another hint.
I mean, I know Troy Polamalu is doing.
He does hair dandruff commercials.
Yeah.
Now, Head and Shoulders. Now, I'll give you one more hint.
Give me a hint. Yeah.
One of, not even arguably, cannot be argued. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of, not arguable.
I won't argue with you.
Top 10 most iconic defensive plays in Super Bowl history. How about that for a clue? I'm the sports guy
AFC
here.
North.
Look at this. Look at me. The sports guy here.
Iconic play.
Come on. To end the first half.
Oh, the pick six from Pittsburgh?
Come on.
Oh, what the hell's his name?
Come on. You can do it.
I can't think
you
of it.
You can do it. James Harrison.
James Harrison
is a bona fide nut job.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would not walk on a street in daylight near that dude.
Right.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know he wants to be an actor.
Does he? I didn't hear
that.
Yeah.
That type of guy.
Just
a guy like that. I ain't messing with a guy like that.
No.
That's my defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Don't give me.
I mean, I have no reason to not think he could be. But some of the. Like,
how hard could it be? Yo, go.
Stop.
See ball, get ball.
That's ridiculous.
That's what you do on defense?
It's very hard.
So Bart Scott told me, see ball, get ball.
I understand that's what he told me. I understand
He goes,
that.
It ain't hard.
Yeah.
See ball, get ball. That's your job.
If offense is complex, don't you think trying to stop offense then becomes complex?
I don't.
No.
I think defense is, I'm not saying I could do it. I can't. I'm not an athlete at that level.
Yeah. You're trying to disguise.
You two guys on the corners, you cover the wide receiver. Don't let him beat you. That's hard.
Yeah. No, you sound like me.
You five guys in front, get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
That's me coaching flag football.
Oh, shift
football
right,
with a bunch
shift
of
left. Oh,
yeah.
Zone defense. Zero man coverage. Stupid. So we complicate football.
I get you.
By the way,
that's it.
Offensive football.
Same thing. You over there. Make sure you're covering the tight end.
Yeah.
That's what they told me, at least. And now just
if
you,
know, I was
you
in
run
the huddle,
that way and we'll throw it to
I'm
you.
I'm like, guys, we're throwing the ball. I'm going to roll to my right. Protect me.
Yeah.
Get open.
Yeah.
You go deep, you go short.
Yeah.
You do a button hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't call it a button hook anymore. Yeah. I think they call it a dig route.
Yeah.
But you've heard guys call plays. 17 Omaha Zebra, Jablonski, tuna fish, prosciutto on rye. Hut, hut.
But the prosciutto on rye is designated just for the offensive line.
That's so stupid.
I agree. It's a lot of words.
No offense to the majority of NFL players. Mm-hmm. We're not talking Mensa members here.
No.
We're not.
Well, but
so if you have a bunch
of... But they are in what they do.
If you have a bunch of... How do I say this politely? Because I'm friends with some football players.
Yeah.
Very bright.
Yeah.
Very scary, too.
That's the exact opposite about what you're trying to say.
I know. So trying to couch this without getting beat up from my friends.
Meatheads?
Meatheads, knuckleheads. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why would you make something that's specifically written for a bunch of blockheads more complicated than it needs to be? That's my only question. Why can't you just go pitch right on two? Like, why do I need 17 words to hand the ball off? Explain that to me.
I can't. I don't have the vernacular to explain it to you.
Hey,
but either
we're handing the ball off to Derrick Henry in between the left tackle and guard.
Right.
Everybody else, do your own thing.
Right. Well, only the quarterback, I believe, only the quarterback has to know everything. Like, well, each one of those phrases are designated to a different aspect.
No, don't
do
that. Don't. I know. I don't need. I don't need the social studies teacher answer on it.
Well, what do you want? You're asking for the social studies teacher answer on it.
It's stupid.
All right.
For stupid people.
Okay.
Sorry.
But I'm sorry. Only us idiots are interested in this stuff. No, but I mean, because offense is complicated. They've taken it what can be a simple thing, right?
Yeah.
Like in with Lombardi and Green Bay, you know, you run the sweep, right? That's it.
Right.
You designate everyone's got to block this guy, that guy, and you run the sweep. It's changed and it's become very complicated. They complicate it up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So take over an NFL team. Hire an offensive coach who runs the veer and just have them run the veer.
I have people reach out to me all the time saying we should buy the Jets. Like, I don't have a dollar to my name.
No.
Now I'm going to find $10 billion. Like, what did I win, the lottery in every state? 888-808-1019. It is the Carton Show. That's Big Mac right there. Craig Carton with you as well. All the way to 6 and beyond. And appreciate you checking in. We'll get your Giants calls. Kevin Stefanski, we believe, is on his way to the Giants facility now. He did land in New Jersey within the last hour. And maybe you found your next head coach. More on that coming up.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires, and they honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates. That's more than 120 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires. Why go anywhere else, I ask you? Name brand tires, discount prices. That's Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yeah, yeah. 426 on the fan. New York City, Carton Show. Big Mac, Craig Carton, great to have you here. So we were the first to report that Kevin Stefanski was on the plane. Then through fans of the show, we were the first to report that Kevin Stefanski's plane landed in New Jersey. And now we can tell you officially that Kevin Stefanski will meet with the New York Giants officially tomorrow.
Yep.
I've been told that there's a dinner of some kind tonight. Not sure who attends that dinner.
Really?
And then tomorrow, he will be at the Giants facility to talk to the brass, the front office, et cetera, about the prospects about becoming the next New York Giants head coach.
Yeah. I mean,
Look how moist you are over there.
I'm moist. I got to tell you, I'm excited about it. I think this is a good hire. It's better than a lot of the options I had heard, because a lot of the initial reports were...
Well, they didn't hire him yet.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like Antonio Pierce, some of these... Now we're hearing Vance Joseph, Lou Adorama, the defensive coordinator of the Colts. Like, none of those guys make me moist at all, since we're doing the moist check.
There you go.
And this is a good head coach. He's won Coach of the Year twice for a lousy organization. He's won games. He's taken a playoff team, the Browns, to the playoffs twice. He won a playoff game with Joe Flacco. Like, I honestly think this guy is a good head
coach. I mean, Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
No, not when. So. I mean, he did, yes. Yeah. Years, and then years later. No,
and he's still playing football somehow.
I understand that.
Somewhere.
I understand that.
Just saying, like,
the way
you talk about Joe Flacco, it's like, you know, he stole something from you.
No, like, he's just not very good.
Like, they'll put some respect on Joe Flacco's name. Joe Flacco's a borderline Hall of Famer. I know I'm going to get railed for that.
Yeah. But aren't you the same guy I've seen clips of talk about how Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer?
Well, all right, so hold on to that, because Plaxico Burress has an issue with me saying that as well.
Yeah.
All right, I love Plaxico Burress. Yeah. I don't know Eli as well. All I said was, let's take, and don't make me the anti-Eli guy.
I'm not.
I've got no quarrel with Eli Manning.
Yeah. No,
when Eli Manning gets
step
in,
back with, to,
and
walk
he's
back
gonna,
what you said.
No, I'm not going to walk anything back.
No,
I'll tell you what I said.
Ahead. Please, go ahead. Walk
I
back.
Said, I would not vote for Eli Manning to be a Hall of Famer, but I also recognize he is going to get in.
Okay.
And when he gets in, good for him.
All right, so you
I'll congratulate him on that.
But you believe it would be a mistake?
Mistake's a strong word.
You wouldn't do it.
If I was a Hall of Fame voter,
you wouldn't vote for him.
I would not vote for Eli Manning.
In your estimation,
go ahead.
Eli Manning is not
clear.
A Hall of Famer. No. You think
go ahead.
Idiots will put him in.
I never said idiots.
But I'm just no, you think
I know he's getting in.
So you think
he may not get in this year, but he's gonna get in.
All right, so you think wrongfully so, Eli Manning will get in. Don't worry, Giant fans. Although he's not a Hall of Famer.
But you think Giant fans are vested in Eli Manning being a Hall of Famer?
I think so. I think we're
really?
All. Yeah.
I think Giant fans are split on it, to be honest.
No.
I think you'll be happy when he gets in because he's one of your guys.
Yeah.
Played his whole career. That's great. That's all great.
No, 90% of Giant fans think he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I think that's a poll we could put up and you'll lose that.
No way.
If 90's the over-under,
Giant?
You will lose that. I know a lot of Giant fans.
Do you really?
That would tell you, number one, he's got more losses than any guy that's in the Hall of Fame as a quarterback
now.
Not that that matters to everybody.
Yeah.
He was a 500 quarterback.
Yeah.
So now you're making me argue against him, and I'm happy to be your
Huckleberry. I'm not making you do anything.
No, you're making me. You're
I'm
forcing
not making
me.
You do
you're
anything.
Twisting my arm.
I'm not.
You're twisting
this
the
is,
arm.
This is what you think. Just tell us.
I don't think
don't
he's
think
a Hall of Famer.
Bingo. There you go.
But he's going to get in, and good for him.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah,
I'm not riding the fence.
To try and make you sound good on it.
No.
Like, don't get mad at me, because I acknowledge he's going to get in.
He's
going to
get in.
He shouldn't, of course.
I want to be clear.
But I acknowledge he is
I'm
going
not
to
this
get
guy like Evan Roberts was. Like, guys like Evan Roberts get pissed off when a guy they don't think is a Hall of Famer in any sport
suddenly
gets in.
Yeah.
I'm not that cat.
Okay.
I would not vote for him.
Sure.
I know he's going to get in.
Right.
And when he does, I'll congratulate him. Good for him. I don't lose any sleep at all over Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame or not getting in. But
you
have a problem on your hands.
The two Super Bowl runs. Two Super Bowl MVPs.
That's all you got.
That's all you need.
That's all you got.
He's a two. He was an Iron Man. He played every single game for the organization.
I respect that a great deal.
He did.
That
throw
doesn't
a lot
get
of
shit,
touchdown
though.
Passes, and he threw for a lot of yards.
Yes.
And he's at the top of a lot. You know, he's right there at the top of a lot of lists.
And let me,
yes, there was some losing. There was some losing.
Some.
There was a lot. There was
he
losing.
He doesn't
at
have
the end
a
of
single
career.
Playoff win in any other year.
Who cares?
And he played for 14 years. That means 12 of the 14, he didn't win a playoff game.
Who cares?
And he was 500.
No other quarterback would, like, two Super Bowls not be enough. Name it.
Jim Plunkett. Only
right,
other guy.
Jim Plunkett is
right.
The other guy, right?
Right.
That's fair. You're right. 100
but that's
years
going
ago,
back.
I never saw Jim Plunkett play.
Fair enough. That's the only other guy.
No, I know.
No, I want to be very clear. Eli Manning is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't lose any sleep over that.
That's,
I don't feel wronged.
Right.
I don't think it's shameful that the Hall of Fame would put him in.
Okay.
I get it.
You just don't think he should be.
To be fair, there's also a little favor that's curried towards the Manning family. And there are people who are afraid of the Manning family. They became very powerful. And people don't want to be on the wrong side of the Manning family. That's a fact.
He didn't get in last year, and I don't think he's getting in this year. So who's that afraid of them?
Well, he didn't deserve to get in the land. You can't be a first-bout Hall of Famer if it's questionable if you get in at all.
Oh, stop.
I think there's a difference. First-bout Hall of Famers are different.
Yeah, I disagree. I think
they're different.
You're either a Hall of Famer
or
you're not.
And I'll tell you something else.
Yeah.
As I know, because now I'm just going to be persona non grata with every Giant fan out there. All right?
Yeah.
I think the Hall of Fame, and I say this about every sport, not just the NFL, has been watered down beyond recognition.
I think that's fair.
I think we put people in because we feel like, well, you got to put somebody in.
Right.
And we put guys in who had really good careers.
Yeah.
Maybe even great careers.
Yeah.
But at no point could you have ever said, use Eli as an example, Eli at no point was considered the best quarterback in football.
No, agreed. He was never even.
Which is why Deion Sanders has a really novel idea to the Hall of Fame, and I adopted. I agree with Deion on this.
Yeah.
So a guy like Eli Manning gets into the Hall of Fame. Great. Celebrate it. Giant fans will show up.
Right.
You know, in Canada, it'll be a great weekend for Giants fans. I think it's great. I really do. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Whether I'd vote for him or not, it's immaterial. He's going to get in and celebrate that, right? But once you're in the Hall of Fame, they should build another level.
Yeah.
For the guys that we can all agree, and I guess you'd vote on it.
Right.
Who are the greats of the greats.
Right.
So, like, Deion Sanders would be the corner, one of the two cornerbacks, right?
Okay.
You know, pick your favorite guy.
Like a roster.
Yeah, yeah. Lack of a better way to describe it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of the hundreds, some odd, whatever guys.
Right.
Of all the guys that are Hall of Famers.
Right.
Got the gold jacket. It's all good. Amongst them, who are the special ones amongst them?
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I remember talking about this. Would you move guys in and out, or once you're in that room, you're in that
room? So my son has that idea. Lucky Carton has, and it's a stupid idea. It's ridiculous.
Okay, you like just once they're in that room, they're in that room.
He has the idea that moving forward from this point on, every time you put a new guy in, you got to take a guy out.
Yeah, now that's...
And the reason that's stupid
that room,
is because
maybe, but not the whole
then you're
going to
start taking out the guys that played in the 40s and the 50s.
Yes.
You know, before technology changed and the game changed.
Sure.
So I think you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
Lucky Carton feels like you want to put somebody in, you're going to take somebody out.
Right.
I just don't agree with my son on that.
I don't agree with that. I was wondering, that specific room, if you're going to have, like, the all-time Hall of Fame roster.
Well, I think you have to.
Right. Then, you know, Ed Reed goes in, whoever, you know, Ronnie Lott or whatever safety comes out. Like that I could
understand.
Of that special wing. Yes. That I agree with. But
No,
just Hall of Fame in general.
So, like, for example.
I don't even know if I agree with that, but I'm open to that idea. If you're going to build that.
So, I'll give you an example. So, for 20 years, Joe Montana, for most people, would have been the starting quarterback of the all Hall of Fame team.
Right.
All right. Now it's Tom Brady.
Now it's Tom Brady.
So, when he becomes that guy, Joe Montana goes back to the regular Hall of Fame.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
I think it would be interesting.
Because then you're acknowledging the game has changed, the evolution of the game, and you could still put on Joe Montana's plaque. At one time, he was the best quarterback.
The best quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's fascinating.
Right?
It would be a fun way to change things up and add a different element to the Hall of Fame. But, yeah, look, I am busting your balls a little bit. But,
okay. I can take it. I've heard worse.
Yeah.
Have you seen my Twitter account?
I know. Have you seen mine? I think he's a Hall of Famer. I do. I don't think it's
– all good.
I think he should be a Hall of Famer. I think he is a Hall of Famer. I do understand the trepidation. Like, he was never in the MVP conversation ever. And you said he was never the best quarterback in the NFL. You can make an argument. He was never a top four quarterback in his career. Like,
he wasn't.
Yeah, he was never a top
four. That's not up for debate. Right, even Giant fans will tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
happy he won two Super Bowls.
Right.
But, you know, those two Super Bowls came down to David Tyree trapping the ball against his helmet. The dropped interception.
The escape of the pass rush.
The
in that
dropped
play.
Interception.
There's a dropped
as
interception.
Well, prior to the Tyree play.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
what? Hit the dude right in the head.
Yeah, but you want to go through every Super Bowl. You want to go through every Joe Montana championship, every Tom Brady championship.
And
Tom Brady has won a Super Bowl where all they had to do was hand the ball off to the best short yardage running back of his generation at the goal line, and he doesn't have he doesn't have his seventh Super Bowl.
Talking about the Seattle beast
Marshawn Lynch, and instead they throw the interception.
Well, I found out today.
Off, what was it, 28-3?
I found out today why they didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch.
You found that today?
No, the actual story.
You found that out today?
I did.
That's an interesting.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
It is an unbelievable story.
Really?
As to why Pete Carroll did not hand the ball off to Beast Mode to win the Super Bowl. It's an amazing story.
Well, I mean, speculation is always Russell Wilson to get the Super Bowl MVP.
And that's not why.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the reason.
Right.
And I now know the exact reason
mm-hmm.
from people that were in the huddle on the sideline.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It is such a crazy story. And hopefully one day the people that have told me the story
will
tell the story themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell. It's not my story to tell. But it is such a crazy story and awesome at the same time. You're right. Look, Tom Brady could have lost every Super Bowl he played in.
No doubt. They were all close games.
And he could have won two more also, to be fair.
Sure.
Right, he can have 9.
That's why it doesn't matter. It dropped interceptions. I don't care. And I would venture to say, and I've said this, like, he's got 2 Super Bowl signature plays, and I would say
the Manningham pass.
I think that's the greatest.
And the Tyree play.
I think that's the greatest throw in NFL history.
The Manningham pass?
I think it's the greatest throw in NFL history. When you take the circumstances of it, he's looking the other way, takes a half a peek to his left, and launches it. And it is...
It's like, unbelievable that he caught that ball.
You cannot put it in a better place.
Right.
And one of the great moments that I had, because I'm not a huge Tom Brady guy, it became nauseating every single AFC championship game. It was almost like football didn't exist unless Tom Brady was in the championship game. What does this mean for his, you know, does this make him the greatest coach quarterback tandem every single stinking year?
Yeah.
So I became one of my favorite moments ever is while they're reviewing the play and looking at it, Tom Brady looking up at the scoreboard, recognizing it's a catch, saying to himself it's a catch, getting pissed off and walking away. Yeah. Love it.
Love it. Yeah, well, you're a real Giants fan.
Love it.
Which is why you're going to go trek up with the kids to Canton, Ohio, when your favorite quarterback gets in.
Maybe.
You should.
Maybe.
Wonderful town.
Maybe.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, what?
I've never been to Canton, Ohio. Never.
You should. You got
to
go.
I've been to, obviously, Cooperstown.
Of course.
Never on a day, though, just to go to Cooperstown. In the middle of winter, we went once or something. Not with the kids, though. Just me and the wife.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You're just a different version of Evan.
That's it.
You and your wife went on a romantic trip to Cooperstown.
We went to Cooperstown for a weekend, yes.
What a wonderful woman
you
married.
Absolutely. And then even
worse. That's when you know she loves you.
Yeah, you know what's even worse?
Go.
I'm a snob when it comes to my music and pushing it on people. Like we talked about people with animals.
Yeah.
I made her listen to the entire.
White Album?
Tommy, the rock opera by The Who. I made her listen. I was like, you've never heard Tommy? We're listening to Tommy as we drive to Cooperstown.
And she's like, okay, love you so much.
She did it. I can't imagine. It's not like it's her favorite thing.
Did she ask questions about, like, so he's blind and he plays pinball?
Pinball, yes. No.
Walk me through that. Is he Stevie Wonder? Here's Steve, the fan, on the Carton Show with Big Mac. What's going on, Stevie?
Hey, congrats on the new show, guys. Welcome back, Greggy.
Thank you.
I just don't get the big hype with Stefanski on the potential of the new hire. Like, he just reminds me of Dable 2.0. Like, what's the big hype about this guy?
He's a 2-time NFL Coach of the Year, period, stop.
And he's believed to be a good head coach. They battled the entire season with him. He's won with quarterback. You know, he's been given a bunch of crappy quarterbacks and in a very difficult situation. But, I mean, I just think that right now you look at him. I agree. There's nothing to say. Like, holy cow, Stefanski's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
In a year where there isn't that coach. That's the fact of the matter. There isn't that guy.
Is there any possibility? And, look, I put myself in the same boat. Maybe I'm guilty of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're missing somebody? I think there's, like, an obvious guy. And I'll include college because I don't know.
Well,
you think it's like an obvious guy that we'd be like, well, if that, like for you, the obvious guy is Harbaugh or Tomlin.
Correct.
If one of those two guys became available,
yes.
You've already signed off on, yes. Go get him, whatever it takes. That's my guy.
100%.
So I guess they're not available yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tomlin's got a playoff game to worry about. And then we'll see.
Yeah,
and
I would think he's
I don't think Harbaugh's leaving either. But,
yeah, I don't think either of them are.
So would you have any interest in Belichick?
Yes. I would have some, yeah.
Because how could you not,
I
right?
I agree. Like
I know it's been a disaster in Carolina. The last 2 years in New England were embarrassing. The girlfriend thing sickens me to my stomach because it's just disgusting. And it's become like this Page Six nonsense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bill Belichick, and there are some reports that maybe his great relationship with the Maras and the Giants is not as great as it once was.
Okay.
I'm not sure there's any truth to that, but right. I have read that.
Well, there was issues with the Flores stuff, right? He was the one who sent out the text. I don't know.
Because he was a consultant for the Giants, even when he was coaching the Patriots, as the story goes.
Yeah.
So let's say that's not true, just for the sake
of
the conversation.
It's a good relationship. Yep.
How could you not kick that tire?
Yeah.
As embarrassing as his life is,
sure.
And the girlfriend is, and all that nonsense, if Bill Belichick was like, look, I'm ready. I'm doing it. And I'm committed to 5 years because I got to get my reputation back.
Right.
And by the way, I say this for the Jets too, knowing full well he hates the Jets who would never do it.
Right.
But in a weird way, and I know the Giants are not going to do this, don't the Giants have to pick up the phone and just say, was there any shot you'd consider it? Like, how could you not? And again, I want to be clear. He has become a punchline.
Yeah.
That's what he is right now.
Yeah.
I know we just got a big-time quarterback for North Carolina in the portal, so maybe they'll be better this year, ACC, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Maras and the Tishes, and I'm Joe Shane, and now Joe Shane would have to kind of eat this one a little bit because he'd be giving up some personnel control.
Well, that's the question.
Because Bill's going to want to have a voice in the room, if nothing else.
Yeah, a voice is one thing. He's not becoming the general manager.
Fair. Agreed. Nor should he be. Yeah. You go coach who I bring in, but he's got to have a voice.
Sure.
Right? How do you not make that phone call?
It's a tough phone call not to make. And as a fan, I can tell you, like, we can have the moist discussion.
Yeah.
How the hell, like, do you wake up one day and they tell you the greatest head coach? Or, like, I mean, it's him and Vince Lombardi, right? He's the greatest head coach of modern football is now the head coach of the New York Giants. How do you not at least go?
I think Giant fans would love it.
How do you not at least, like, let's go? Like, I would be, I don't think he should be the guy. I wouldn't hire him.
But you'd call him.
I would call him. I wouldn't hire him. And as a fan, I don't want him.
You want Stefanski over him?
I would rather have Stefanski.
Wow.
I really think I would.
I think if you can get Belichick, you go get him. Because now I think he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Does he pass the moist test? How are you not? How are you not moist if he's not? If the greatest head coach in history. The greatest head coach in history is now the head coach of the New York Giants. How are you not excited? How are you not at least forgetting everything else and going, the greatest winner?
Yeah.
In history.
And he's got something to prove because he failed year one in North Carolina.
Yep.
He's become a laughingstock. It didn't end well in New England.
Right.
He's not even on speaking terms with New England right now.
Yeah. And for all those reasons, I wouldn't do it. But if they
I know he's 70, but the guy can still coach.
Yeah.
I know he can coach.
I would have no doubt of it.
And you have a young, impressionable quarterback that would want to learn the way Tom Brady learned.
Right. That would be that. And there is the Tom Brady. Obviously, he developed the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL from the sixth, seventh round, whatever it was, the 835th draft pick, whatever number he was. But I would say this. He is the guy who gave Mac Jones, Matt Patricia, and Joe Judge
very true
as the offensive coordinators.
Which is why I think he wants to get his credibility back.
I mean, that is a disastrous decision. I can't.
Well, that's also why you don't let a coach have total control.
Yeah, I mean, that is.
Because you need an adult in the room to say, time out, buddy. Just go coach.
A young quarterback here. Yeah. You're going to give him a special teams guy and a defensive coordinator? It was just atrocious.
888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join. We got much more of your calls coming up. Plus, I've got one of the great moments in college basketball. It's 30 seconds. You'll indulge me. Coming up in a few seconds from last night's Rutgers-Oregon game. And I've got fighting play-by-play calls. I got my guy, Jerry Recco, on the radio against my guy, John Fanta, I think it was on NBC, maybe. Whatever network is on, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
And
it's a battle of the my guys.
You're going to have to vote which guy had the better call after this. One of the few air guitar songs you're allowed to play in the Carton household. Because as you know, air sports is banned. Air guitar, though, very much allowed and promoted. Take it away, Axel! All right, so real quick, if you'll indulge me for a second, I love play-by-play guys. I happen to be good friends with both of these guys, so it's a little battle right now. Last night, Rutgers, Oregon. Rutgers is up 3. They're at the free throw line. Kid misses the free throw, gets a rebound. There's a bad foul called. Oregon, no timeouts, gets the rock. They miss a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. They maintain possession. They knock down a 3 at the buzzer to go to overtime. I'm not even sure who won the game, to tell you the truth.
Rutgers won it in overtime.
Yeah, let's go, Scarlet Knights.
Everything.
That's my guy, Stevie Pyko, getting it done at Rutgers. Yep. Love Steve Pyko. Great guy, great coach. This has to be a comeback year for Rutgers. Anyway, so I heard the John Fanta call on TV. I have not yet heard the Jerry Recco call, but I've been told very solid. And Jerry is a very solid play-by-play guy.
Right here on the Fan, by the way.
What?
The call was done right here on the Fan.
We carry Rutgers basketball?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So
4-1 for the good guys.
Because you're the independent arbiter of this.
Okay.
And I don't think you've heard the Fan to call yet.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard the Recco call yet.
Right.
So you get to pick which call we hear first.
I mean, I'll do that for you. But to say I'm independent, I mean, I don't really know Fanta. And I'm.
You're independent.
But I'm.
You're not going to pick Jerry just because you know him. Jerry's never been to your house.
No, but
he doesn't know your kids' names.
He might
know
my kids'
names.
Frankly,
Jerry's a complete stranger to you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You're right.
Thank you.
Me.
Look, I know your kids' names. I know Billy and Mikey very well.
Yeah.
All right. So Which call do you want to hear first?
Let's hear the TV call first.
All right. John Fanta works for NBC Sports. Lives in New Jersey. Just had a baby. Great guy. And is an up-and-coming star in the sports media landscape. This is how it sounded on TV. Oh, dropped the Linsanity.
He dropped the Linsanity.
All right, so that's John Fanta, NBC Sports.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm the independent arbiter because Linsanity might have just won it for
yes,
you.
Yes, a phrase that we invented on The Fan many years ago in Boomer and Carton. And now we go to WFAN Jerry Recco. All right, so you going with Jerry Recco, hometown? Yeah. Or are you going with Johnny Fanta? And obviously, radio and TV, different animals.
Bit different,
Different animals.
Yeah.
Which guy had the better call, the more exciting call, the call that made you happy?
Well, more excitable is obviously the television.
John Fanta?
Call. Yeah,
Fanta. All right,
got
one
the more
vote for John Fanta.
Call.
Hey, can you call up Jerry Recco, tell him that Chris just voted against him?
I didn't say. You said who had the more excitable call.
How about
he was
loyalty?
More excited.
How about a little loyalty to a coworker?
He was a little more excited.
So you're taking John Fanta's call?
I don't know. They're both really good calls. And to be fair, we played more of like the unedited version of the television call.
I have no control over that. The unnamed producer.
No, I know. It's not his fault either. It's not his fault either.
No, it is his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like it, he's the guy that did it. So
I think the
fault.
Crowd was a little bit louder with the TV call, so he had to shout over it. But yeah, I think the more excitable call that was sitting here as we're listening to it now, I'll give it to Fanta.
Wow.
But Jerry's it's a great call.
No. You didn't say that.
Yep.
You said you like John Fanta better than Jerry Recco.
That's not what I said.
That's what we all heard.
Yep.
Unnamed producer, I'll give you a vote just in case I need to break a tie here. Are you going Recco or are you going Fanta?
No, I'm going Fanta. I love Jerry,
quick.
but
that you didn't even give it any thought.
Yeah, and I said you asked me excitable. I don't think there's a debate on which call was a little bit more
excitable. Well, they have different styles.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Now, the good news is that Rutgers came back in overtime and composed themselves and got a big win. That's a good win for Rutgers last night. But I can't believe you guys went against your own guy. That says a lot about you guys.
And you know what? I can't believe that you removed yourself from having to make that decision.
I would have if I needed to break a tie. Yeah. There's no tie to be broken.
No.
You both just so quickly go, I love John Fanta.
No.
Look at that.
You specifically asked which call was more excitable because
you
knew
right
what the
John
answer
Fanta.
Was going
to,
you knew the answer.
I think Jerry did a terrific job.
I think Jerry did a great job.
It's interesting to me
I was listening to it in the car.
You never met before.
I was listening to it in the car.
Were you?
Yes, I did not hear the foul. All I heard was the like I got in
on
the car.
On the missed free throw.
I had